PFT Media.
Well, as everyone at home is celebrating their Independence Day at your barbecues and your family gatherings, think of the families separated at the borders, the children in cages, the thousands of young girls and babies still unaccounted for somehow. As you eat your hot dogs and your hamburgers cooked by your loving relatives and friends and the people you can barely stand, think of the brutal injustices done throughout the history of this country to get us here to begin with. The free slave labor down the backs of enslaved blacks, the undocumented migrants who are poor, paid minimal wages and then demonized when things go wrong. Think of these people as we celebrate this most wonderful of holidays, the 4th of July. America. This is America.
Let's blow some shit up, Chris.
We love America. Blow some shit up. Guys, can we get the sound out of the fireworks? I mean, we're all in it for the colors, aren't we? Drew, the sound is added.
Okay,
did you know that?
Really?
Sound is added. If you go to China and check out their fireworks, it's silent.
What? Really?
That bang!
The pop, yeah. That's a part of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you think so? You've been no. What also? You've been training. It's just like diamonds. You need diamonds to engage those.
Yeah, no. I don't mean I think you're mistaken or lying or something. I just mean, like, that's part of the experience. I love the boom.
Yeah. Oh, I hate the boom.
And
the boom is fine.
When some assholes letting off fireworks all night last night.
Would it?
You hear this, fucking assholes?
I hate it when they do that early.
Yeah. They've been around here, fireworks go off for a week before 4th of July and a week after. And then a week before New Year's and a few days after.
This might be, and just let me know, a little offensive. But how cool would it be of our government if they handed out sparklers to the undocumented children that were separated from their parents?
There you go, in their cages,
here,
right?
Here, have some tiny incendiary devices.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if they get hurt, what are they going to do? Sue?
Yeah, right? They're not getting lawyers.
No.
Yeah, we're sending them.
They got no rights.
Actually, that's the thing with the kids. They're being filtered through all these Christian-funded or Christian-backed organizations that are then placing them with families. What's up with that, though? I don't understand it, but it's something that
our country... supposed to be temporary?
No, it's something that our country has been doing for years. No, the kids are being taken and put into the foster system and being placed with families, and it's like, these are your kids now.
Yeah.
No, but it's foster, though, so it doesn't... No?
Well, yeah, well, foster family is when you're...
Your real family is right over that wall, but you can't see them anymore.
You can't see them. That's, you know, you came here because of your grandma's in Arizona, but we're stripping you of your identity, and we're sticking with some family in Michigan.
I mean, I guess it works if it's like they otherwise could never find the parents, so it's like, well, the kid's got to have parents.
The parents, they were together, then they just separated them.
I meant like in the past, like you were saying in the past.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You know. Yeah, no, this is happening now.
Yeah.
And one of these Christian agencies that's doing a lot of the placing these kids with families in America. It's an agency like Fancy Backed or Run, has a heavy influence by Betsy DeVos, the DeVos family.
Oh, God.
And just another reason why I continue my boycott of all things DeVos, which means I won't buy Amway products. I never did anyway.
I don't even know what they are.
Exactly. It's a bunch of bullshit.
No.
I stopped watching Orlando Magic games and going to games 2 or 3 years ago.
Are you boycotting the...
So I'm essentially boycotting the Magic, although they've been terrible, so it's been easy to do.
Are you boycotting the American education system?
That's the one reason. That's the reason why I'm doing the boycott, so I can't support the Voss, because she's doing her best to rip it apart. She sucks. She's terrible for education.
So
she's really bad for education. And anything that happens at the Amway Center, which means like concerts that I would want to go to, or any events I'd want to go to, I'm not.
Well,
I I'm just one person. It really doesn't matter.
Chris, luckily
but it makes
for
me feel better. You know?
Luckily for me, a lot of the things that I go and see don't take place at the Amway Center.
Exactly, that's the thing. But every now and then, some comes through. It's like, oh, see at the Amway. Well, nope. I'm not going to pay for it just because. Feel shitty to do that. These people already connected to Blackwater too. Like the Blackwater dude married into the family, and
doesn't that just sound like when they named Blackwater? Did they think? I think this company is going to be all about bad guys.
Yes,
yes.
The media will love this one. This will sound. This will go over great with
how
public
cool
relations.
Sound.
Blackwater private security. Ugh, boy, nah, evil. They're evil people. The boss. They're not good people. A while ago, there was like, we mentioned this on this past weekend, Cinema Crespediso. The Scott had those 30 for 30 ESPN documentaries that he recommended, all soccer based ones.
No.
There's supposed to be, I don't know if it came out or if it did and everyone just ignored it, but one about the Magic. Well, there was one about the Magic and how they handled the Shaq situation.
Yeah.
But I thought there was supposed to be a big rumor, and people were freaking out for a while, because this is especially when the Magic were still kind of good. That they were looking into the Voss family history of Christian-based persecution or intolerance of gays.
Of anything. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous how entrenched the DeVos clan is with religion.
They're very religious.
In general, which is why it's not surprising that Betsy DeVos is trying to gut the public education system
and put all that money into private.
In favor
she
of
probably
private
thought,
Christian-based
yeah,
education.
Yeah, charter-based stuff, yeah.
She probably thought that she was in charge of educational defense, so she's been trying to kill it.
She has.
No. She's just, she doesn't understand her position.
She's bad. And, yeah, anyway, so I'm just one person.
So the movies.
I continue. What about them?
And I saw Jurassic Park, Fallen Kingdom.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And
It was.
Did the kingdom fall?
Pretty much how you described it, Drew.
I described it. I didn't see it. I never saw the movie. How can I describe it?
Wait, then I'm terribly mistaken.
Unless I'm really good at it,
it was how you described it.
What did you think it was? What was the quote?
Basically, like, I mean, I liked it, but it was. It was kind of ho-hum, but it's Jurassic Park, and for me, like, it's I'll always watch them and that kind of thing, so that kind of boosts it up a good bit.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
There were just so many disappointing things about it that a lot of them I can't even pinpoint, but it's just like, you know, as you're watching overall, it's just declining.
It just leaves you with a feeling of,
yeah.
That's why I didn't see it. I figured as much.
Yeah. When it's on, like, HBO.
Oh, I can't wait.
Then check it out so you can see.
She's like, I can't wait. Like,
yeah, I can't
that's
wait.
That's why I didn't see it. Oh, I can't wait.
No, exactly. When it comes out on HBO, I won't have to pay for it. I'll have something to do some random Wednesday afternoon.
Like, Steve, there was good use of, like, silhouettes and lighting and shadows.
Oh, it was.
A lot of, like, shadows of oncoming. Yeah, but I feel like this director took more time than your average, like, journeyman blockbuster. Like, he's a dude who... He came up with, I'm sure if you look at his storyboards, he has some probably very good-looking storyboards, some like almost paintings that he had made, or maybe he made them. I don't know if he's an artist. And it's probably like beautiful work, because there's some inspired shots in this movie. You know.
Yeah.
But then overall, it's connected to a shit story. So what are you going to do?
I mean, I recently...
Oh, what are you going to do?
I recently saw Tomb Raider on the Redbox.
Ah, Drew, how'd you like the Tomb Raiders?
It was awful.
Oh.
Was it the new one?
Okay, it's funny. Now, the power couple together have made two awful video game movies.
Beckender Fassbinder.
Yeah.
Fassbender.
Yeah.
Definitely the best looking celebrity couple out there.
Probably.
Yeah. Wait, Fassbender and who?
Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander.
I don't know who that is.
The chick who's the newest Tomb Raider.
Holy moly.
What else was she in? Ex Machina?
Ex Machina, she was the robot.
Did you ever see Ex Machina?
I did not. Wait, Ex Machina. Wait. Was that the one where, what am I trying to say? She was in a compound and fell in love with the dude?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
That was... Oh, that was her. Okay.
Yeah, and then made the dude fall in love with her.
Yeah.
And then locked him in the room.
Yeah, and left him to die.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to go into that, but okay.
It's been years now.
Old movie.
I mean, I feel like if a movie comes to DVD, when it hits DVD, it's already... Yeah. Spoilers ahoy.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it's still in, if it's only in theaters, then no. Or if it's something that's like direct to Netflix,
yeah,
then give it a month or give two to let you people. Know, yeah. But for the most part, once it's on, if it's out of theaters and it's on DVD, spoilers ahoy.
What'd you think about it? Did you like the movie?
Which one? Ex Machina?
Uh-huh.
I liked it quite a bit.
Okay, so did I. Yeah, true?
It was amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the same dude did Annihilation, which came out this year.
Because I do have to say, with Ex Machina, like, I knew it was good because,
Dread, right?
Like, when it
he
turned...
He wrote Dread?
Yep.
I did not see it coming that she, you know, left in the end.
Yeah.
She was faking it.
Yeah, it was well done.
And I was incredibly hurt. Yeah. Like it happened to me.
Mm-hmm. You sided with her.
I mean,
wow, that's effective storytelling.
It is.
It got you. It yeah.
And I mean,
yeah,
I felt personally hurt. Like
right.
That is hard to do.
It's like I compare that to growing up when I realized the value of heels in wrestling and the bad guys. There were wrestling bad guys when I was 15, 16 years old in ECW that I legitimately hated.
What does that have to do with heels?
Bad guys, heels.
That's a wrestling term.
I thought you meant they were wrestling in heels.
Heels, in high heels, yes, because also anything having to do with women were bad unless there were sex toys, you know, that type of thing. Because it was the 90s and man culture rules. Man show. Women on. Now, here are women on trampolines. Here we go, guys. I brought in some women. Here's some trampolines.
That was a great show.
Doesn't work on a podcast.
That was my favorite part of the man show.
That was everyone's favorite part because we're.
It was really the only good part.
The juggies.
Because we're gross dudes, that's why.
Uh-huh.
Also, at the time, we were adolescent teenagers, so at least give us that. At least cut us that slack now.
I swear it was the hormones.
We are now slightly less gross, halfway enlightened men.
I'm trying.
With an exclamation point, apostrophe for the G.
Uh-huh. I'm trying.
Exclamation point.
I'm woke-ish.
I was just saying. What was I saying? Okay, so Alicia Vikander, she's in all that stuff. Ex Machina, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Michael Fassbender, they did a movie together, The Between Oceans.
Yes.
And
where they find a baby and then lose it.
I don't know what that's about, but it sounds pretentious as hell.
Yeah.
Pretentious as hell. Yes. It's based on a novel.
Period piece.
Oh, period piece.
Oh, gross. It's well made, just a little long, and I'm not too into the story itself, so that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they did that movie together, met and fell in love.
Aww.
And now they're married, and certainly will have some of the best-looking children ever.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I guarantee you one of them is going to get the shit end of both of their DNA and just be like a fucking hunchback.
No way.
You know what I really hate? Even though you said...
That'd be funny. No way.
Even though you said that the movie was bad...
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider?
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm still going to see it. I mean, like...
When I get the chance. When it's on a streaming service,
you know
why,
I
want to check it out.
It's because I'm a bit behind. I'm not a huge gamer.
Okay.
So I get...
Me neither.
Did you play those Tomb Raider games?
So I get Steam, and I played the Tomb Raider when they rebooted it.
Yeah.
And then I played Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm still in the middle of playing that.
Oh, just wait. Dude, Shadow comes out soon this year.
Oh, awesome.
There's a new one. I can't wait to fucking play it.
Because of that, though, I'm pumped about... that world.
So,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah. So was
now,
I.
Like, the movie coming out, you know what I mean? It's like, I have to see it.
The game was better. The game had a better story. The game had better shots. The only thing that the game didn't have was Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins is great. I love
what a great name.
Great name, great
and they
actor.
Actually, the movie actually takes parts of the...
of the game.
Yeah, the first game.
Okay, so with that, with Drew, take that lowered expectations with what Drew said. Still check out the movie, but he's saying it's so still, check it out.
Yeah. I definitely will.
But he's warning
you. Once it's on, like, Netflix, Hulu.
I will tell you this, though. If you pull up the Rotten Tomatoes score, it is maybe the highest rated Rotten Tomatoes score for a video game movie. It's, like, a 55% rating.
Do you think that has to do with the actress?
I think it...
Not completely.
No,
but...
not the actor. I think it has to do with the overall... Because there's plenty of really shit video game movies with, like, prestigious actors. Assassin's Creed. That one was still maybe in the 40s,
I had no problem not watching that.
No.
It took itself way too seriously. They got the... Michael Fassbender produced that one, and he had made an inspired choice in taking this crazy European director who did that crazy Macbeth adaptation... And he's like, oh, Lord Macbeth, Lady Macbeth. And but he's a very visual director. He loves like smoky air and dusty air and stuff like that. Like lots of very colorful light.
A lot of it looks cool.
So the movie looks great.
Yeah.
But it takes
except for the animus.
The animus is dumb.
Animus is lame.
And it takes itself way too seriously. Yeah. Way too seriously.
Well, so I mean, it's a serious story, but yeah.
Well, that
yeah,
and there are
still you can
there,
you, you can still overdo it. Yeah.
There were giant plot holes like that. Definitely parts of the movie that hit the editing room floor.
Yeah.
That made like when he first lands the leap of faith. Like you're supposed to be like the way it's presented visually. Like you're supposed to
like
be
this is the
blown
biggest
away.
Moment. Yeah,
like
yeah.
This is the point of the movie, and there was no build up to it anywhere else in the movie. So when it happens, you're like, okay, so that was important.
I remember that. Yeah.
You know what I love about that part, by the way, though, when I would play the video game and I would jump off and like land in the hay, you know, I would always go, hey,
hey. But dude, you probably said that 8,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Absolutely.
Okay, before I forget, guys. Let's take a picture here.
Chris
already forgot. All
right, let's take a picture. Okay, there.
Chris, that was a closet.
That was a good joke, right? That was a good visual joke.
It was. I like it.
That was just for us. So yeah. There we go.
That was the closet.
Yeah, drinking. Look at this guy. He's drinking that.
I like that last one.
Those are all good ones. You can find these pictures, people, at Cinema Crespediso on Instagram, or you can join the Facebook group. I post them there sometimes in the Facebook group, Cinema Crespediso. So that's how you follow us. And if I remember too, on Twitter, at Crespediso. I've been using Twitter. I've been trying to use it more because I like it. It's the dumb service used by smart people, whereas Facebook is the smart service used by dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Facebook makes me mad all
the
time.
I wouldn't say it's a smart service.
It's smart.
It's surprisingly intelligent.
It's an intelligent service in that it gives you the ability to do quite a bit, many different things, if you know how to use Facebook correctly. Most people just...
Right.
People
that's the thing, though. The way it's set up, though, like it's not good.
It
can do a lot, but it's not good.
Are you using desktop or mobile?
Huh?
Are you using desktop or mobile?
Both.
Desktop is much better than mobile.
Yeah,
of course.
Much better. Because they've been terrible at mobile forever.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. It's amazing. There's such a giant company. There's so many things.
It's more
but
terrible.
Google, we were
though.
Talking about this off mic. How Google is so huge, but there's only a couple of things they do great, and everything else is like what
search
the fuck,
engine.
Google?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Android. Email. Android. Very very solid.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not an Android user, but it's good.
It's good. Has its pros.
That's almost it.
Gmail. And Gmail. Gmail's good.
Oh, Gmail. I'm sorry. And, yeah. Gmail is good.
And, we did forget about Gmail.
And a lot of the linking things that Gmail does, like Google Drive, etc. Makes it.
I hate Google Drive though. It sucks.
Easy.
He does not like Google Drive. When you go into Google Drive,
he would rather use Dropbox.
Nothing makes sense. Yeah. It's so stupid.
But he's also, when it comes to everything else, he's an Apple guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you wouldn't use that Safari for searching shit. You go to Safari and pull up Google.com.
No. In the address bar?
Oh, yeah. Up there.
It automatically Googles.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I don't even use Safari on my Mac. I've got Google Chrome.
Exactly. Get that Chrome going. Or when Bing shows up, like, get the fuck out of here,
I know.
Yeah. What is this
garbage?
What is this nonsense?
There was like a year or two where like Apple on their products, like Safari, by default, like you could switch it to Google, but by default it was
go
Bing.
To Bing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was because it was around that time where, you know, like it was the most heated between those two.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And it
Bing
was like,
was
look,
trying.
That doesn't mean we're going to use Bing, you idiot.
No, man.
Go back
to
Google.
I will Bing Google.com to get me into a better search engine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bing, for taking me to Google. That's all you're good for.
Actually, you know what that reminds me of? A long time I wrote
this
tweet.
This episode brought to you by AskJeeves.com.
I wrote this tweet a rather long time ago, but out of nowhere, Bing, as an advertisement, you know, was like, hey, where do you use Bing or something like that? Or you know, what are you doing this summer? Some stupid shit like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you Bing?
Or no, where
do you Bing?
How do you Bing? Where do you Bing?
It was where, though, because it was like, you
Bing
know.
Crosby?
Have you ever Binged yourself?
I think they were looking at like, you know.
Go Bing yourself.
I use Bing in a coffee shop or some shit like that, you know?
That sounds oddly sexual.
Yeah. I Binged myself in a coffee shop.
And I was like, or no, it was what are you doing or whatever, like just regular summer thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, where do you see yourself? And I said, by the lake, having a picnic with my laptop, Googling something.
Googling something. Yeah, Bing motherfuckers.
I mean, people call it Googling something. Google has become a verb.
It's like Xerox or Kleenex.
Yes,
yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
What else does that?
Which the companies actually do not like. Did you know that?
The companies themselves?
Yeah, they don't like that.
Why not?
They try to, like Kleenex actually tried for a while actively for people to say tissues, don't say Kleenex. Because when it becomes a normal thing, almost like...
Then people will buy other brand of tissues and just say, we got me them Kleenexes?
Yeah. No, they lose control of their own brand name because it becomes almost like a public domain kind of deal.
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought of that.
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, Google, now that's why I Google my shit on Bing.
Well, and that's also...
I do all my Googling on Bing.
And that's also why Google made its own parent company called something else.
Alphabet. The dumbest name ever.
Terrible name.
But yeah, here's the thing. What we were mostly talking about, what Chris and I were mostly talking about was like their apps in like Google Sheets, Google...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were talking about that.
The word processor? I forgot
Google
what it's called.
Google Docs. And,
Google Docs, yeah. And all that stuff.
I hate Google Docs.
Yeah, they're terrible.
That shit is awful.
All of those apps are terrible.
But he's an Apple guy, and I'm a non-Apple guy, so we have to figure out PFT Media stuff to find something that works between them both of them.
And that's why I've used all of them, is because in the past I've had to...
Not everyone's an Apple person.
Right. I've had to trade documents back and forth and spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff, so I've used all of them.
I've also traffically mainly in Word for so long, and Apple does have a pretty straightforward Microsoft Word analog because it's so... Doc is so ubiquitous.
Oh, they never updated, though. Like the last, last Microsoft Word for Mac, came out like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, but it's Microsoft Word. I mean, what do you? I mean, every time they do an update, I'm like, what did you do? You just moved around the bold italics underline buttons. Like Christ Almighty, it's a typewriter on a screen at my office job. There's a typewriter there that I've actually used every now and then.
And see, I've never used. I've only heard that. I've never used Word because I don't write a lot of what you would use a word processor for.
You ain't writing stuff.
I'm not writing letters.
I do use Final Draft for my unproduced failed screenplays, but I do Word for everything else. I love pulling up Word. I got that blank page. Like, let's fill this shit up with something, short story, a novel idea that's going to go nowhere or something. I do a lot of writing.
I use a lot of smaller notebook programs and stuff like that to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just using Word.
I don't know. Maybe it's... Oh, no. Here's the thing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I love this.
Drew, you ready for this?
I am so excited. Yes. Okay. Pages. That is Apple's version of Word.
Okay.
Microsoft Word.
Okay.
Okay. And I just started using it because I just realized when you... they have this new feature where, you can type out... let's say it's one page long letter or whatever, and then I forgot what it's called, but you go into the menu and hit something to where it's presenter mode, that's what it is. And all of a sudden, you tilt the iPad, or I think it works on iPhone too, and it turns into a teleprompter. And you can choose how fast or slow it goes. If you put your finger on it, it'll stop if it's going a little bit too fast while you're talking and stuff. And I mean, it's black, white lettering, just teleprompter immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. So that got me to re-download it because I haven't had it for the longest time.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Word has
for
something
the
like
longest
that.
He would be surprised if
because I got to tell you, no matter who comes out with programs like that, Microsoft has the market cornered on that. They're the best.
Like that. Microsoft has the program. Damn it, I fucking lost it. Almost had it.
I have faith that the listeners heard me.
I was just repeating what you were saying. For the longest time. Whoa. It's such a pain in the ass, though, to have to be like, you use Pages, we got Docs, there's this, there's that. We're trying to figure out a decent spreadsheet type of deal. And what are we going to use today?
What?
Numbers is what we're going to use?
Yep. Okay, yeah, that's their spreadsheets. And here's the thing. This is why I say, people are like, oh, you're such an Apple freak. You use all Apple stuff. I get it. I'm realistic about things. They're not the best at everything. And that's just it. When it comes to Microsoft, when it comes to spreadsheets, and Word and Excel, they are unbeatable. In fact, it makes up their sales for those two programs make up the majority of the money for Microsoft.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, they do. I mean, put out a new version and charge people out the ass for them.
Well, now it's a subscription. It's not even you don't even buy it. It's a subscription.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like Adobe.
Yeah, they did change it.
Well, and they've got to make up for the losses they're making with the Xbox, etc.
Still?
Oh, dude,
still at a loss.
But
they're done, though. Isn't Xbox One it? They're done?
Every Xbox?
Really?
They have no plans for another... It's been already, what, 4 or 5 years since Xbox One?
Well,
Xbox
yeah, that's the way it goes.
The Xbox One X.
Yeah, there's no, there's nothing.
Yeah, but think about it. PS is...
Isn't X just a boosted one?
PlayStation...
It is, but yeah. It's boosted for 4K.
Right, but right, exactly. PlayStation's so the same way, though. The new PlayStation that came out, the yeah. only difference is that it's 4K.
And it's been yeah. 4 or 5 years already.
They're all doing
this... Before, the life cycle was every 4 or 5 years.
Right.
New machine. They don't even have plans for new machines.
Not yet.
Nobody does, though.
Because they're not going to do them. Now everything is like
PlayStation doesn't either.
Not until VR kicks off, because you're going to need hardware for that.
VR is a bunch of bullshit.
I don't know. I've tried it. It's amazing.
The Switch has been surprisingly popular. That's like the last new piece of hardware that's been popular, released within a year or so ago.
It's really fun.
But that's because their previous things were a flop. The Wii U was a flop. Yeah. And Wii, while being popular at first, everyone only liked the initial games and never made more games.
Yeah, Nintendo is by far the most innovative console maker, and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, for the most part. It's cool that Switch is popular, though.
Because, yeah.
The new Mario game, I don't know if it's come out yet, Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pretty amazing, and then there's a new Zelda game that's supposed to be pretty dope.
My friend Clayton showed me the Zelda game that's currently available for it. Like, it's been out for a long time now.
Oh, has it been now?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was one of the launch titles.
Okay, and, that makes sense.
Yeah, he was showing me, and it's just this is really cool.
Yeah,
yeah. Man. I mean, it's like a giant open world RPG, but with
GTA Link.
Yeah,
GTA Zelda.
Yeah,
I'm into that. No. I haven't played a video game though, Drew, since that Mad Max game, which wasn't even that good of a game. It was just playable, and I loved Mad Max.
No, exactly.
So
that's why I never beat it, but I played through
I beat the story and got 98% or whatever. There's more OBPs in the fridge there, Steve.
Yeah.
If you want to grab one, go ahead. When was that? That was already 3 years ago. Mm. Right?
I'm sure you're going to get on that Red Dead. You loved the last one.
Oh my God. Are they doing another one?
It's coming out in October.
Comes out October.
I'm doing it. I loved Red Dead Redemption.
That story was
amazing.
But that was also at a time when
you had time.
I had time. During the evenings, I would work during the day, come home, and then I would put on SBK Live at 7 p.m., on the radio, listen to it live, not even wait for the podcast, because I love that show so much. And then I would play Halo or Red Dead. I'd play video games for hours, listen to talk radio. Man, those were the carefree good old 20s. Now I'm my fucking mid-30s trying to make a company work and do all this other shit. I got bills and all this other things and lost money shits. And it's
and my business partner doesn't know what he's doing.
No, man, I don't know what I'm doing. That's what you're thinking, because I don't know what I'm doing. If that's not what you're thinking, you better start, because I don't know what I'm doing. And I want to play, but also, it's another thing, too. That's a hindrance between being able for me to play the video game. I ain't got the console.
Well, see, that's
just... Doesn't your brother have a console?
I think he has a GameCube.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. I was talking...
I mean, I know...
Because when I talked to my dad about it, my brother was around. He was working.
He had an Xbox 360 at one point.
Yes.
If you ever...
he did, because we were... You added his online account to my thing.
Right, that's right. His gamer tag was Daryl Revick, who's the bad guy from Scanners. My brother is such a delightful weirdo.
He at least had an Xbox 360 point in time.
I don't know if he got a newer system. He works all the time.
When that thing breaks, the cube.
Yeah,
you can turn that into a hookah.
Get at it. I ain't turning GameCube. First off, it ain't breaking. We're taking care of it. Second, why would we get... I don't think it's a GameCube. Why would you turn another GameCube into a hookah?
What do you mean, why would you? That's awesome.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I am doing hookah, man. A hookah is like smoking 100 cigarettes in one sitting.
You can also turn it into a four-person vape mod. But I thought I would appeal to...
This guy's going to be
Chris, you
crazy.
Can put other things besides tobacco in the hookah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
We don't need a hookah, though. I got other things.
I'm just saying.
But it would be fancy. It's really just...
It's a party piece.
You would have it exactly. So it's when people come in, they're
I ain't having no parties. Get out of here. Who do I look like?
I'm get those parties. Long, ropes.
Like Hugh Hefner. Ropes!
Yeah.
You mean for... I thought you were talking about something else. I thought you were talking about other
parties. Yeah, what'd you do with the hookah you had here? That you inherited with the house.
You had a hookah?
I think I threw it away.
Yeah, there was a hookah that came with the house. Yeah, with the condo.
Yeah, it came with the house.
Was that on a flyer? No. Comes with a free hookah.
No,
it was found in a cabinet.
We moved in, and we were going through the cabinets to put our shit in there, and I was like, hey, there's a hookah in the house.
That's awesome.
And it looked clean, but if you smell those tubes, it's been used.
Yeah.
And so we put it up, up top on a thing, as a... decoration piece for a while, and then I think it just threw it away.
Did you?
It is a good decoration.
Threw away a lot
piece.
Of stuff in the renovations. It was fine. But
I mean, so long as obviously, like, you know, if it's like really dirty and gross or something, then
it wasn't dirty and gross.
But otherwise, like, yeah, but if it's not great.
Yeah, I threw
beast.
It up there. Looked like a thing. But I was I'm not gonna fucking use this thing. Let's get out of here. So, you know, what's the point of it?
What is that by the toaster?
What's the point of anything anyway? If you are getting ready for your 4th of July celebration tonight, you're getting ready for those fireworks. You have fireworks. You're getting ready to go out into the driveway with the kids. Getting ready to blow stuff up. Yeah. Just remember, Jim Crow laws were a thing in this country for a long time, and legal segregation of the races was a thing. And
separate but equal.
Separate but equal is a bunch of bullshit. And if you look at the 2016 electoral map for presidential elections,
can we not?
And you compare that to... a map of slave states from 1860, and also compare that to a map of Jim Crow laws in 1960, you will find an alarming amount of overlap between those three maps, the red states and the Jim Crow slave states. I wonder
what
that is. Steve, why is that? Why is there so much of a correlation between... Happy 4th of July, everyone!
Remember, Chris, fuck the British. I'm aware of Jim Crow laws, but I don't know who Jim Crow is.
Jim Crow is a guy who talks like this, and he never seen a horse fly. And he's never seen
like I've never seen a horse fly before.
I've seen a house fly.
But never a horse fly.
But I've never seen the elephant fly. That's a Jim Crow.
Or a pig fly.
Or a pig fly. I've never seen a pig fly.
Basically,
see,
he was Colonel
when
Sanders.
When I see a horse fly, I see a pig. A black.
Wait, what?
Yeah, a black Colonel Sanders.
He was black?
Jim Crow?
Jim Crow, yeah.
Jim Crow was a caricature of black entertainers. Or a caricature
so
that...
it wasn't a person.
Not black entertainers. A caricature... So, okay. So, back in the day, you got black.
So, it was like blackface, but like with the white lips?
It's minstrel. Yes, it's the blackface.
Did you say minstrel?
Minstrel. Yes, it's minstrel show.
Oh,
bamboozle.
Minstrel. Okay, I was thinking minstrel. I was like...
Menstrual? What? Not minstrel.
Yeah.
Minstrel. Yes, exactly.
See, I always thought Jim Crow... That's very Jim Crow. I always thought Jim Crow was a person.
No, Jim Crow is a caricature.
Okay.
And in Dumbo, they have those crows, the black crows.
They're called the Jim Crows.
And they're called the Jim Crows. They're like, I see the horse fly. And they talk like that, all voiced by white people.
Yep.
And I assume, actually, that's just an assumption.
Well, yeah, they're
probably
gonna,
a pretty
they're
solid
gonna pay black people that.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in 1930 or whatever.
They're not gonna pay black people anything.
1933, I think that movie came out. So all that shit was like just the way it was.
What movie?
Dumbo.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
The Jim
Super
Crows.
Racist.
Pay attention to the conversation.
All the crows.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I've never seen the net of a fly.
Here's the problem, and I guess, I don't know, maybe I should feel a little guilty
I've
for this.
I've seen a horse fly. I've never seen an elephant fly.
I love those, what do you call them? I love those crows. Like, they were like one of my favorite parts of Dumbo.
Yeah,
of racist crows. Yeah.
Should I feel child? You don't know about the black stereotype or the black man.
Should I feel
I'm
bad about that?
I'm a black man with a big old crow dick. Look at my crow.
Because I was a kid, I didn't know.
Yeah,
and the crows are fun.
Hey Steve, look at this crow dick. It's a big old crow dick.
Oh,
why did this get sexual all of a sudden?
Because I'm a black man and America's obsessed with the black man's penis. You ever notice that?
Have.
Did you ever notice the big dongs on the crows? And
SBK pointed out that America's obsessed with the black man.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah.
It is. That is true.
Yeah. It is.
Part of the sexualization of... Anyway. Happy 4th of July. you see that the Dumbo live-action trailer? The Tim Burton? Tim Burton did live-action Dumbo for Disney. Because they're doing live-action versions of everything.
When?
The trailer just came out like maybe two weeks ago.
Okay, okay.
It's brand new.
Yeah,
it's
I haven't seen
new.
It.
That's what I'm asking.
Did Jim Crow's got taken out, right?
No confirmation. They better have been. They're not. It's a teaser, so I don't know. There may be a bird. We'll find out.
I mean,
a crow.
I mean, I'm sure.
We don't know if it's a crow.
I'm sure they can go.
I seen a horse fly.
Chris, I'm sure they can go through the actual screenplay of the movie and make the plot work without having some overly racist crows in the movie.
I think that is a possibility. Speaking of trailers, have you guys seen the trailer for Mandy?
Mandy?
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. All right, there we go. All the mics are on mute. All right, here we go. And we're back. We watched the trailer for Mandy, Steve Peed. What'd you guys think?
Pretty crazy.
I think my bladder's a lot more empty.
Yeah?
That's a fact.
Do you think, I mean, I know there's a whole thing where people are like, oh, he did so many crappy movies. Nicolas Cage, I'm referring to. You know, and because he, you know, had to pay off shit and da da da.
Taxes,
but
yeah.
Do you think that makes him, because I think he's still, I think people discount this. He's still an amazing actor.
I think yeah. So too.
Even in a bad film, he still does well. It just sucks.
Because I think people take for granted his style. His mega acting style, where he really goes for it. Yeah, you can even tell in the trailer for this Mandy movie, he's really going for it.
Dude, this movie looks great. I mean, it looks
wild.
Like
it looks fucking wild.
A mixture between Good Time.
It's like Good Time meets Hellraiser.
Good Time meets Hellraiser meets
Good Time.
Only God Forgives.
Yeah, Good Time's good.
Meets Jason versus Freddy.
Yeah.
Meets like all the. It's crazy. It's violent.
Yeah.
It's neon. It's like all the things that I want in a movie.
It looks wild. It looks so over the top.
And Nick Cage is in it, so
and
you know
and
points.
Nick Cage is in it. Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, Thomas Wayne
for Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Panos Cosmatos,
no.
Son of George P. Cosmatos. George P. Cosmatos, director, 70s, 80s, into the 90s. He's the director for Tombstone, but Val Kilmer says Kurt Russell really directed Tombstone.
I never saw Tombstone.
It's a fantastic
really good.
Movie. It's fantastic.
That's just the thing. It's one of those movies that it's not because I'm not interested. It just kind of fell through the cracks.
Sure, it's worth it. It's worth checking out. Panos Cosmatos directed Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Of course that's the same guy.
Yeah.
So this played at Sundance earlier in the year, and people flipped out for it. They loved it. It finally got a trailer very recently, and it's getting a theatrical release. We'll be able to see this in theaters pretty soon here, as the trailer said at the very end, soon.
So, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. It's a wild-looking movie.
Yeah, it is definitely the next step for Beyond the Black Rainbow. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It looks more satisfying
than
Beyond the Black Rainbow 2.
It looks like it's going to have the same visuals, mm-hmm. which... is the entire reason why I wanted
THX 1138.
Yeah, Beyond the Black Rainbow is kind of a stylized THX 1138.
It's a really pretty one.
Now, Beyond the Black Rainbow takes place in like 1983, 1984. Mm-hmm. This movie also apparently takes place in like 1983, 1984.
Of course it does.
This guy likes making his movies set in the early 80s.
That way he can do neon everything.
Neon everything, and also I think that's an homage to movies of those days, of those times, and the stuff that he liked watching when he was younger. Panos Cosmatos, I'm definitely looking forward to. Although, great trailer, well cut, well made, very intriguing. Kind of tells you pretty much what the story is about, doesn't tell you too much. It does the very annoying thing where it says, from the visionary director.
Oh!
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Or it just says from the visionary director and then their name.
Yeah.
They did that for Guillermo del Toro, I forgot which movie. They did that for so many goddamn annoying. It's just, they all can't be visionary. Just because it's their director, movies are a visual art. Anyway, it just feels very cheap and lame and hacky. And Mandy looks really good. People, check out that trailer. I guess I'll post it to the Cinema Crespedito Facebook group.
Yeah, definitely.
So people can... although, it may have been posted already. I don't know.
Who knows?
It already has been. Can't keep track of that group sometimes. So, who you guys got in the World Cup? What you got?
I don't even know
who's left.
I was about to say.
No, all right.
I never know where to look or when the games are. I like watching games. Like soccer games, but I always miss them.
Well, since it's in Russia this year, the games start our time in the morning. So there were games on like...
I thought you were going to say, since it's in Russia, it's on Fox.
Hi-yo! Take that.
I like it.
I'm severely proud of myself right now.
Political commentary from the great Steve Etchie. Hitting you with that 1-2. Whoop-ha! Whoop-ha!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to watch more horror movies. Like, it's hard to find. It seems to me that the majority of horror films are terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
such a cheap genre, easy to get into. It's like podcast.
Yep.
Oh. But yeah,
but it's the truth.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
It's the truth. It's easy to get in the podcast, so it's easy to put out a terrible show.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often that I watch a horror film and at the end go, wow.
Like, wow, that was Cinema Crespiso level of horror film.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I've been thinking for years.
We're like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre podcast.
Even before you started. Like, I was like 9 and I saw a horror film. I was like, this is some Cinema Crespiso shit.
Exactly. This is some Crespiso type shit.
And I didn't know what I meant by that until now.
Yeah.
Speaking of which...
you know... 4 years ago.
Yes,
four years
ago. The Witch, that was a very good horror movie.
The Witch was a very good horror movie. Yeah. Speaking of The Witch, yeah, exactly. That's like the what's a show that I like that I want to throw some love to?
you can't remember now.
It's like the Swervy Jones of podcasting, The Witch. Swervy Jones of horror films is The Witch. Right? You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
I like the Swervy Jones guys. They're good
people. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
They're good folks over there, Swervy and Trey and Crystal, and shout out to the Crystal Baby.
Did you chocolize with them? On Saturday?
I did not. On Friday. I did not chocholize. I wanted to chocholize, but I did not. I had other plans. I had other chocholizing to do, so unfortunately.
Aww.
I mean, it was still a great night, actually. But
yeah. It's always a treat. I rarely see either of them because, I mean, they live far.
Yeah, they're out there in a goddamn sticks. Well, I think Trey is somewhere off of 50, but still, Swervy's out there in goddamn Lake County, and then they podcast out near the Apopkas. It's fucking bullshit. And even Porky's Barbecue is in Apopka, but it's downtown Apopka. It's like right there on the edge. You can get in and get out without getting the Apopka on you, you know?
You don't want to get that Apopka on you.
You don't want to get that Apopka on you. And
it's worse than the Bithlo.
It's terrible. Oh, the Bithlo. No, you don't even want to drive through Bithlo. I drive around Bithlo. I never go in that area.
It's the Nightmare Before Christmas.
It is a nightmare. I drive around Christmas too. Their Porky's Barbecues are cool. Meetups are cool. Porky's Barbecue is a good place. I enjoy the food there, and they're always good people. Most of the people that come out for their stuff is cool, and I love Swervy, and I love Trey, and I love Crystal. They're very nice.
All of them are great.
They're great. Josh is cool too. Josh, he also has something to do with that Crystal.
Nah.
No, yeah. but for I rumored. I don't know. It's unsubstantiated, but he seems to be in a lot of her pictures. So. The Orlando Weekly Best of nominations are out, guys. It's that time of year.
Am I supposed to care?
Well, that's the thing now, Drew. It's my thing every year where I get on my show and I shit on the Orlando Weekly Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now I feel like, no.
As it is something that's good to, you know, when you're going to, like, sponsors, potential sponsors and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It is impressive.
Make that shit up, then. Yeah, we were voted number one movie podcast. You don't think they look that by up? MoviePodcastWeekly.com.
You don't think they look at that?
They'll look it up. Go ahead and look it up. Look at MovieWeeklyPodcast.com. Look at our awards right now. Look it up. Oh, website's not up. Oh, they must have folded. Internet's a
it's a fickle
volatile place. I've written for at least 3 websites that don't exist anymore.
But here's the thing: if
I have many years of content that is gone,
if they folded,
which is probably a good thing.
If they folded, then that means that a company said that you were a winner.
Yeah.
But they were clearly a loser.
It happens, man. It's the internet.
So they don't know what winners look like, because otherwise they wouldn't have
folded. It's the internet. It's fine. They were trying to recognize good content at the time. They recognized us as the number one movie podcast in the universe.
Woo!
Because they had the authority to do so. So your Orlando Weekly Awards, people are shitting on it, and I want to shit on it, everyone else is shitting on it. They're trying to be like, oh, I'm too cool for it. Meanwhile, just last year, they're like, vote for us. We even bought sponsored ads on social media posts to say vote for us. You know, it's like, go fuck yourselves. That being said, vote for Scotch and Good Conversation for the best podcast in Orlando.
Even for second.
Now, yeah, he's going to get second because Tom and Dan's going to win again. Always. Because they're the biggest podcast, and just based on commercial success, then they deserve it.
And not only that, I would like to see...
And I also like them. I like Tom and Dan. So
yeah,
I'm,
so do
I'm,
I.
I'm fine. It's a bunch of bullshit, so I'm fine with them winning the bullshit anyway.
I would like to see how many years in a row... Scotch and Good Conversation
can come in second. This would be their 3rd year in a row. I hope they get it because the other shows on the list, aside from, you know what, BYOCB, they're good people. I like them, so I'm not trying to shit on them. But the other shows on the list can all go take a flying leap.
Yeah.
I don't even know who they are.
But whoever you are.
But whoever you are, you guys honestly think you have the best podcast in Orlando? Because you don't.
You're not.
It's an artistic medium. Art is subjective. Uh-huh. I'm still telling you guys, none of you guys have the best podcast in Orlando. I'm surprised Swervy Jones didn't make the list at all. Like, I know they didn't promote it this year. They promoted it in the past years.
No.
They acted thirsty in the past. They didn't act thirsty this year.
Who?
Swervy Jones show.
Okay.
Pay attention to the... Put that shit away, Steve. Pay attention to the fucking show.
I just didn't hear the word.
Christ almighty. What are you doing that's so important?
He's not Amazoning.
You are being even less attentive and more rude than Drew is on a normal basis.
I have done very well. I have done very well in my participation. I just didn't hear the name... You know what? You're making me feel insecure.
As you should. God damn it. Sitting here playing with his Amazon wish list as I'm trying to give some praise to the Swervy Jones show.
Absolutely. Love you, Swervy. Trey.
I'm surprised Semantics didn't get nominated because it's a very popular show. Mm-hmm. But they also didn't seem to ask for it, though. Obviously, we didn't ask for it. You know what's funny, though?
Hmm.
I got nominated for Best Trivia Host.
Did you?
I did. Don't vote for me. Don't do it.
I'm sure Simon's on there, right?
Simon's on there, as well as Earth Trivia.
So it's all Earth Trivia.
It's all split up. No, it's not, because there's also Man Daddy's nominated, as well as
one I didn't or know two he did that, people. And I follow him he's been doing trivia I'm friends for years. With him on Facebook.
He's been trivia for years.
It doesn't surprise me.
He's that type of fellow. Yeah, sure. Gregarious. Don't vote for me. Don't vote for Simon.
Vote for Earth Trivia.
Vote for Earth Trivia. We're splitting the votes. That's bad. Vote for Earth Trivia.
Oh, okay.
Because Curtis Earth.
He's the master.
No, I was going to say he's thirsty. Yeah. No, not thirsty. He puts more stock into this thing than most other people do. But if he gets the first place, then all his shows will be like voted number one trivia.
Everybody.
And he'll want to run with that. So it's in deference to the Earthman. I think Orlando Weekly Awards is the bullshit of bullshits. But in deference to the Earthman, vote. Yeah. Go to OrlandoWeekly.com. God, I hate seeing that. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They just want clicks.
Yeah.
They just want ads. They just want the bullshit. But they Curtis wants it. Yeah. Curtis wants it. I love Curtis. Vote for Earth Curtis.
You know what's really funny? I've never officially met Curtis, but
we'll make that. We'll fix that soon.
Yeah, yeah. But I was at I was working at the time. SBK was broadcasting live at this place. Uh-huh. It was an outdoor concert, and it was with Jimmy Van Zandt. And so I was actually doing some work for him.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I was working at the time, but it was one of those things where, you know, of course, I'd heard him tons of times on Real Radio. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody's, you know, kind of slowly walking by and talking. And I'm like,
I know that voice.
That's Curtis Earth.
Oh, and you recognize the voice. That's
and I
funny.
Turn around, and you know me, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, I'm not going to bother. No, I would say hi.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be a pain in the ass, but I'm going to say hi.
Yeah.
But then, as I turned around, I'm like, oh my God. And I started to go towards him, and somebody's like, Etchy. And I like turned around, and he's like, hey, could you check out da da da? And of course, I'm at work, so I'm like, damn it. Like, So I've never met him. But I've seen him.
But you see him, you heard his voice, and you're like, that was him. That's the legend himself. He is in touch with the Guinness World Record people to get certified as the longest running trivia host company.
Oh, that's cool. How long?
Since 1993.
Nice.
Because he started in Pennsylvania before he moved here to Florida.
Did not know any of that. I don't know the history of
I think we went over that in one of our episodes, right? In something. Yep. Was it a bonus episode or no? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But we got the story out of him in one of his several appearances on our show.
Okay.
It's always fun having the Earthman on. So shout outs to him. He wants to get... he will personally benefit, I guess, from, you know, whatever.
No matter what, you benefit from the credential.
I guess.
I'm not saying
you don't, though, because I've talked to past winners of several categories,
well,
and they've proven, they said there is proof positive that this shit does not budge the needle.
The way that I was thinking about it, no. I'm not saying you win so that people reading Orlando Weekly then check it out. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, sponsors down the line where, you can, you know, when people go, oh, how many, you know, sponsors will say, like, potential sponsors will say, well, how many listeners do you have, and da da da, and you can throw out there, by the way, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like you, it's an added...
And I'm just saying, you could throw that out there anyway, no one's checking.
I bet you they would.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Cinema Crespity. So we have been voted the number one movie podcast by Orlando Podcast Magazine.com for 22 years running. It's a great honor. We appreciate it. And we're looking forward to be winning for the next 22 years as well. Double check that shit.
Chris started
alternative facts.
I was gonna say, Chris started this podcast when he was in middle school up in New Jersey.
excuse me.
Delaware?
New York.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, on one of those mini tapes that doctors use to, like, make notes.
Jersey.
You lived in Jersey.
Dare you.
By the way, the reason
for, like, 3 years against my will.
And Delaware.
By the way, the reason
for, like, 3 years again, not my choice.
The reason I say that, actually, like, no, like, in first grade, I did that shit with a good friend of mine in first grade, where we just had, like, one of those old doc, you know, with your little tapes.
Yeah, I did that in fourth grade.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny, though? The guy that I did it with invented Alexa.
Hey! Yeah. Really? Look at that!
No shit.
Yep.
That's funny.
Oh shit. Can we get this guy on one of our shows?
He lives in Seattle.
God damn it.
Because, you know, because that's where Amazon is.
Uh-huh.
That PFT Media Studio's got to have some sort of call-in capabilities.
When he comes... Well, here's the thing, though. There will be a time where he comes down, because his parents still live here.
Okay.
And I told him, I was like, dude... Because I talked to him, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was like, dude, when you're in town, give me a call. We'll hang out. And I didn't even have podcasting in mind, but I should have.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm gonna tidbit the fuck out of him.
Tidbit the fuck out of that, like some motherfucker. Just today at my parents' house, I was like, Alexa, are you listening to us? And Alexa, or I was like, Alexa, are you spying on us? And Alexa was like, I don't listen when you say the awake word. But I'm like, how'd you know to listen to the awake word? Alexa, you're lying to us. And I was like, Alexa, are you lying to us? And then it was just blue ring, no answer.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
Didn't fucking say no.
Oh, yeah, it was second grade, damn it.
Second grade.
Maybe it was first. I went to
second grade with the person who invented chicken nuggets.
Did you know what?
That? Yeah. Is that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, fact check that. Yeah. How about you, Drew? Who'd you go to second grade with?
The guy who invented Folgers coffee.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
That's awesome. Folgers coffee.
All of his bling has like you know, like he's got a huge chunky necklace and it has flavor crystals all over it.
Folgers flavor crystals. If you are settling down now with your family to like finally watch those fireworks, you're digesting those hot dogs and those hamburgers, you had some coleslaw, you had some of grandma's coleslaw, remember how we used Chinese labor to build our railroads to help grow this country. And we paid them so poorly. And
the railroads?
Hey, don't forget. They don't have ours over there. And also, don't forget about those Japanese internment camps where we put our own citizens in the camps during World War II because we were like, we can't trust them. They have slanty eyes. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that as you're enjoying the freedom that this country affords you.
Anytime somebody says slanty eyes, it makes me think of when we were in elementary school, you know, mm-hmm. and they'd be like,
Chinese, Japanese,
yes,
dirty knees, and I'm just look at these.
And I'm just a messed up kid. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Which is funny because now that I think about it, like if anybody did that now, holy shit.
Yeah, tough up, man.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
So racist.
What do you mean if?
What? No.
I vote that we...
You think kids still do it?
I think we should. Let's end this episode with suggestions for the new national anthem.
Okay.
The national anthem sucks. It's a shitty song anyway. Mm-hmm. I think we need a new one.
Okay. I think we need... we don't need one.
You don't even think we need one?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think we need one either.
When it comes to the Olympics...
Yeah, we need something to play.
We'll play it.
We need something to play.
We'll play the original one.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
The original one? No, I want a new one.
No. The original... Olympic is every 4 years. And here's the thing.
I still want a new one.
Here's the thing, though. When it comes to sporting events, you know the government actually
pays for that.
Pays
yes.
for them to do it.
Yep.
Which has nothing to do with the sporting event.
Everything to do with promoting
no
military.
They have no business doing it in the first place. So right. if we take that away, we will only hear about it once every 4 years.
I still want a new one. That's
fine. And take it out of schools.
That's fine. I want that. I agree with all that, Steve. I still want a new one. Drew, your suggestion for new national anthem, go.
California Love by Tupac Shakur.
California Love. And you have to watch the music video too.
Yeah. Okay. The Mad Max one.
I'm fine with that. Yes, the Mad Max
yeah. one.
The
and they were like, is this one? A tribute yeah. to Nevada?
So much desert. Yeah, right. Good choice. Excellent choice. All right, Steve, your national anthem replacement suggestion because it's being replaced.
Well, there's actually, I can't think of which song I would choose specifically, but there is. A Screeching Weasel album called Anthem for a New Tomorrow, and it has the American flag on it with the weasel, and he's got like those 3D glasses like with the blue and the red, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
There you go. All right. See, wouldn't that be better at the Olympics to hear a Screeching Weasel, instrumental Screeching Weasel song?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. See, that's a good it's a good idea to change the national anthem, Steve.
Honestly, Sir Mix-a-Lot could do a better anthem.
Thank you. Okay, my suggestion is that one where it goes...
Big Butt America.
You.
What?
You got a star. How's it go? A real life at each of you. No, you kept your style. It's the red, white, and blue. And all the funny things you do.
America,
this is you.
The America's Funniest Home Videos theme song?
Yes, that should be our new national anthem.
I like it.
I mean, stories from the friends next door, Chris, that they never told.
Yeah.
You might be a star tonight.
Might be, yeah.
Let the camera roll.
America! This is you. Yeah.
This is America, Chris.
This is America.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Right. No.
Anything other than the national anthem.
No, America, fuck yeah.
America, fuck yeah. It's Team America, fuck yeah.
Honestly,
which is good for the Olympics.
Honestly, yeah. I think...
We're coming to save the motherfucking day.
You know what? No. Day, yeah. Definitively, that should be it. If they want to censor it, though, like, you know, like, America,
no,
heck
no,
yeah.
No, at the end, I want them to say, America, fuck yeah, suck yeah, but, on my dick and lick on my balls.
But you know that they can't...
At the end of every national anthem.
It'll never happen.
Suck on my dick and lick on my balls.
The only way to pass that is to change it so it's not vile.
No, I want it vile because
it's gotta be vile.
I know you want it vile, but if you make it vile, then it won't pass.
But America's vile.
It has to be vile. We are vile. We're terrible. Grab by the pussy. Grab by the pussy, Steve.
Yes, but America also pretends it's not vile.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but it, no.
Not anymore.
No, it still does.
Nope. Grab by the pussy. Not anymore.
Yeah, seriously. Donald Trump's president.
Think about it, though. Even Donald Trump, no, it's not vile. Like, he's like, no, I didn't say that, or I did, or locker room talk.
No, he admitted to it. He said locker room talk.
But I'm saying, like, yeah.
Where the vile talk happens.
He explains it all away, in which case, it is,
it's acceptable
in his eyes,
it's acceptable
it
now.
Is not vile.
No, Howard Stern talk is acceptable
so
now.
America's not vile.
See, here. Take this. It's a turkey sandwich.
You'll need it on your quest.
It's a turkey sandwich.
I love turkey.
Yeah, you're going to need that. Yeah.
I love turkey.
Yeah, all right. I don't know what I was going with that.
You know what I could really go for right now?
What?
Sausage.
That's the end of the show.